local hotels ranked among the best in the world by readers of Travel Plus Leisure. We tell you more on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. And in our No Jamaica feature, we enjoy the beautiful Mayfield Falls in Westmoreland. Thanks for joining us. Three local luxury hotels have been ranked among the best in the world in Travel Plus Leisure's World's Best Awards 2016. The Jamaican properties are Roundhill Hotel and Villas in Montego Bay at number 5, GoldenEye in Arrecibesa at number 8, and Jamaica Inn in Ocho Rios at number 9. The hotels made it to the top of the best resort hotels in the Caribbean, Bermuda, and the Bahamas category. They were chosen by readers of Travel Plus Leisure, a United States-based magazine. Readers are asked annually to rate hotels based on their various offerings such as rooms and facilities, location, service, food, beverage, and overall value. President of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, and General Manager at Roundhill Villas, Omar Robinson, says the recognition proves that Jamaica continues to provide stellar hospitality and guest experience.
Having all of them placed in the top 10 is great recognition for all three resorts and Jamaica in general. And this is a great way of honoring the best in tourism within the region, and the resort should be extremely proud of this achievement and should celebrate it, as it definitely improves their image within the industry and it will be beneficial in their marketing programs.
Mr. Robinson says Jamaica continues to outshine some of the world's top tourist spots by not just improving the tourism product, but also dominating the global marketplace in terms of visitor experience and assurance.
It's all about offering quality service and a quality product, you know, greater attention to detail, going above and beyond for your customers, because it is the readers of Travel and Leisure who vote for these awards. So it's catering to your customers.
The JHTA president says Jamaicans at home and abroad should feel extremely proud of this major accomplishment. General Manager at Jamaica Inn, Kyle Mays, says one of the top features of the resort is its excellent staff.
Here at Jamaica Inn, for example, experience starts with our owners, and that transcends to our staff and guests. We're a historic property, and this is a part of our differentiator. I'm also very proud to say that our entire staff complement of 150 team members are all Jamaican, and which is important to us. 60% of those have actually been here working at the inn for over 20 years.
Mr. Mays describes how guests are treated when they enter the 60-year-old resort.
So we encourage our staff to learn the names of our guests and to personalize, you know, each and every experience they have. It's about that, you know, that personalization, whether it's just enjoying a drink on the beach or a conversation at the front desk, at, you know, whether it's check-in, check-out. Every opportunity or that, every act of call it moments of truth, you know, when you get to interact with a guest, it provides an opportunity to extend our warmth.
GoldenEye Resort is a 5-star hotel beach property in Arrecibesa, St. Mary. The 52-acre property consists of Ian Fleming's main house and several other cottages. Being ranked number 8 in the World's Best Awards 2016 comes as a major accomplishment for the resort. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica feature this week, we enjoy the beautiful Mayfield Falls in Westmoreland. Come and explore one of Jamaica's hidden gems. Once you visit Mayfield, you'll be taken on a beautiful journey on the longest river walk in Jamaica. You can immerse yourself in one of the 44 mineral pools or the 21 natural jacuzzis, including the biggest and most famous, the washing machine. That's all for this week's Tourism Roundup. I'm Theodore Henry for producer Shinari Farah.
JCDC presents the 2016 Jamaica Gospel Song Grand Finals.
Let's get together and feel all right.
As a top 10 finalist vie for top gospel honors, Sunday, July 31, Ren Williams Entertainment Center, 7 p.m. with Reverend Glenn Graham. Adults 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate, children under 12, 500. Tickets at Sangster's Bookstore, Bill Express, JCDC offices, and jcdcjamaica.com. Sponsored by Chase Fund, TEF, Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, Grace Kennedy Money Services, Bob Marley Group of Companies, Dem Copy, and KSAC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.